Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week, and in the third Aliyah of Parshat Ha'azinu, we have six psukim, and in it Moshe continues his song of Nevuah and Musar. In this Aliyah, Moshe turns to the future and speaks of the future for Bnei Yisrael. Hashem settles Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. He provided them with everything they needed, the nicest produce, the nicest fruit, the nicest cattle, etc. And unfortunately, Israel were overcome by their fat, in quotes, by their focus on Gashmius and abandoned Hashem. And they served, unfortunately, idols and engaged in other terrible activities. In our Aliyah, one of the critiques that Moshe tells to Bnei Yisrael is as follows. It's a critique. It's Musar. Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Yurchet. Tzur Yeladcha Teshi, Vatishkach Kel Mechol Lecha. And the Pasuk Pshat is as follows. It's a parallel. It's two sides of the same coin, of the same idea. Tzur, the God, the Rock, the God, Yeladcha, who gave birth to you, Teshi, you have forgotten. And also, Vatishkach Kel Mechol Lecha, and you also have forgotten the one who gave birth to you, God. You have acted in ways that have forgotten God, that have ignored God, so to speak. That is the Pasuk Pshat. However, the Dubna Magid, Rav Yaakov Kranz, who died in 1804, gives a beautiful mashal in his Sefer Ohel Yaakov as a way to understand this pasuk a little bit differently. It is said that the Kutzker Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel of Kutzk, who died in 1859, it is said that the Kutzker Rebbe liked this mashal very much and quoted it often. The mashal of the Dubna Magid is as follows. We'll say there was a man named Reuven, and Reuven owed a number of people money. Everywhere he went, he said to people, they said to him, Reuven, give me money. Reuven, you owe us money. And he didn't know what to do. One of the people that he owed money to was his close friend, Shimon. And he went to Shimon and he said, Shimon, what should I do? I owe everybody money. And Shimon said, Reuven, I have a great idea. I have a great suggestion. What you should do is when people come to you and they say, give me money, you should act insane. You should act like you're not sane, unfortunately. And that's what you should do. And Reuven says, that's a great idea. And that's what he does do. And when people came to him, they said, Reuven, give us money. And he acted in an insane way. And people started ignoring him. Okay, we can't collect money from Reuven. Well, one of the people that owed him money was Shimon himself. And Shimon came to Reuven and said, Reuven, give me money. And what did Reuven do? Again, he acted insane. He acted insane. And Shimon says, hold on a minute. I am the one who taught you this trick. I am the one who taught you that if you act insane, people will ignore you. You can't use that on me. You may want to use that on other people, but you're certainly not going to use that on me. And that is exactly, says the Dubna Magid, is going on in our pasuk. Tzur Yeladcha Teshi, the God, the rock, that created in you forgetfulness. It is a bracha sometimes, believe it or not. It is a bracha to forget things. Yes, it's a bracha to remember things, but it's also a bracha to forget things. Sometimes very, very painful things. We don't want to remember them always. We want to remember parts of it. But sometimes it's healthy. Sometimes, I'm not a psychologist, but sometimes, for some time, it might be healthy to forget things. And that is what's going on here. Tzur Yeladcha Teshi, the very God that gave you the gift sometimes of forgetting things. Tzur Yeladcha Teshi, the very God that gave you the gift of forgetfulness. Vatishkach Kel Mechol Alecha, you're going to turn that gift of forgetting and turn it back on God and say, you're going to forget God. You're going to forget God that gave you so many great things. You're going to forget God that has given you life and everything in it. You're going to forget that you've done bad things. You're going to forget your Averos. You're going to forget your past. No, 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 says God. Tzur Yeladcha Teshi, I am the one that taught you forgetting. You can use it on some things, but you may not use it back on me, says God. I taught you to forget things, but you cannot use forgetting to go back on me. It's a very powerful message all year round, and it's a particularly powerful message before Yom Kippur. We are the ones that have to turn back and say, I do not forget God. I will not forget God. Yes, sometimes I forget things. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but I cannot use forgetting to go back on God himself. I'm going to remember God. He's going to be part of my active awareness. He's going to be part of my life on a daily basis. And if I have made mistakes in my life, I'm not going to forget those either. I will remember them and I will do tshuva. Have an amazing day, everybody. And I wish you an easy and meaningful fast. Im Yirtzeh Hashem. Kol Tuv.